What's up again, everybody? Welcome to another illustrious edition of the Regular Guy Wrestle Talk. I am your host, as always, Matt Granberry, and I'm just going to dive right into it. Ronda frickin' Rousey. Look, I don't know if what she's saying is a work or a shoot. I believe it's a shoot. Some people out there still are undecided. Some people saying we're getting worked over as fuck. I really believe that she really just is, I don't know what she's doing, but to me, if you couldn't hack it at the schedule, you should have never got into it in the first place. That's my take on it. I mean, you are basically handed everything when you come in. You get a spot at WrestleMania, you're getting made the champion, and you're getting made to look like a dominant champion, and then you're like, oh, I don't know why the fans are turning on me. Look, okay, I'll be the first one to say that us wrestling fans, we're fickle as hell. We are. Anybody who won't admit that, I mean, come on now. We like one thing 1 minute, and then the next we don't. And I'm the same way. I'll be the first one to admit it. I'm fickle. Case in point, Becky Lynch. When she slapped Charlotte back at SummerSlam, I thought it was one of the best things ever. Now, I'm just like, I don't care. But I do respect Becky for what she said at last year's WrestleMania. And it's the truth. It was true then, and it's true today. You go back and watch the video. But if it's a work, okay, bravo for Ronda finally getting some good heel work in and finally getting some, you know, some skills on her. But I'm not saying that she's a bad performer in the ring. But let's just face it. It got tired quick. It did. And then she comes out and says, oh, well, these fans are ungrateful. Huh, screw you. And, you know, it's fake fighting. Well, no shit. Really? We had no idea. Okay. If I'm being worked, if a bunch of people are being worked, again, it's not going to be the first time. Now, if it's a shoot and she don't want to come back, I am not going to lose 1 ounce of sleep over if Ronda Rousey is coming back to the WWE or not. I'm really not, people. And you know, if you're a fan of hers, hey, good for you. I personally, she can go kiss my ass. I really could care less whether she comes back or not. So I don't know. You know, I believe it's a shoot. I believe what she's saying is for real. And if she doesn't want to come back, hey, stay home. Make breakfast for Travis. Have 15 babies. I don't care. Do with your life what you want. But, and if you didn't like your experience with WWE, okay, fine. But to just trash it and put it down and basically just call us ungrateful, screw you, Ronda. Screw you. I'm sorry. And, you know, if this ever reaches her eardrums, fine. She knows where to find me. Look. Again, she can do whatever she wants to with her life. But don't bring down people who actually choose to do this and enjoy doing this. Yes, it's a hard life. We understand that. Do we fully understand it? No, because the majority of us are just fans, and we really don't know what it's like to be a professional wrestler. We just watch. So we don't get the grind, the schedule, the, you know, the times that they sleep in hotel beds more than they sleep in their own beds. You know, the missing anniversaries and birthdays and weddings and everything. It's a tough, tough life. And Ronda Rousey couldn't hack it. That's my take on it. agree with me or don't agree with me. That's your prerogative, whether you agree with my take on it or not. But I'm saying Ronda Rousey, again, work. Okay, good. She's got heel work on her finally. Good heel work. She's working us to death. Okay, so what? If it's a shoot, which I believe it is, then stay away. You know, who cares? Just focus on your family, like you said. Focus your time and energy on your family like you wanted to. Don't worry about the WWE. Don't worry about the women's division. Don't worry about any of it. You know, you just do you, Rhonda. You just do you. And just leave us the hell alone. Now, getting to another debate that has been surfacing on Twitter. The debate over world titles. And this all started when PWI, the so-called Bible of wrestling magazines, said they only recognize four championships as legitimate world titles. The WWE Championship, the Universal Championship, the AEW World Title, and the IWGP World Heavyweight Title. Okay, first of all, recognizing the Universal title as a world title is a joke. That belt is a joke. Okay? That's my honest take on it. Again, agree, disagree. It's my show. I'll say whatever I want. The other three, okay. But, here's where I have the problem. You're not going to recognize one belt in particular, and that's the NWA World Heavyweight Championship, a championship that has been around since 1905, a championship that has lineage and history more than any of those other titles. You're not recognizing that as a legitimate world title, PWI. This is where I have a problem with PWI. Because that belt, for one, is gorgeous. And for two, like I just said, has more history and lineage than any of those other four belts. Not that I'm discrediting any of those belts, except the Universal title. I think it's a piece of crap. But the other titles, I have no problem with. The other titles, I do count as prestigious world titles. Now, the whole debate was, okay, what do you consider a world title? Some people would say, oh, it's got to be defended on different continents. Okay, I can see that point. Some people say, oh, it's got to have a history and lineage. Or some people would, you know, got to say, you know, it's got to, you know, transcend not only the company that it's a part of, but the business. Again, valid points, but why would you not acknowledge the NWA World Heavyweight Championship? Other world championships, you know, like the Impact World Championship or the ROH World Championship, you know, some people say, oh, that's just the promotion's world title. You know, it's just that for that promotion only, and it's really not. Again, if you ask me, if you're going to stamp the words world championship on the title belt, it's a world championship. Call me simple, call me, you know, whatever, but to me, it's a world title. That means it's a top title in the business. May not be recognized by a lot of people, but it's a world title. Again, that's just my criteria. I'm not telling anybody to follow my criteria. I'm acknowledging valid points here. I'm acknowledging people's opinions on these world titles. You know, some people, they don't consider them to be legitimate world titles. That's just, you know, it's just a promotion, world titles, and that's it. Okay, if that's your opinion on that world title, that's fine. Not telling what people to believe. I'm just giving my own take on everything. Same thing with Ronda Rousey. You don't have to agree. I'm giving my take. But my take is, if it says a world title belt, it's a world title belt. Plain and simple. But again, for PWI to just say, oh, NWA World Heavyweight Championship, You know, same belt that Dusty Rhodes, Harley Race, Ric Flair, Dory Funk Jr., Jack Briscoe, Lou Thesz, all those legends, that world title belt that all those get, nah, we're not going to recognize that. Yeah, I can just imagine what Nick Aldis is thinking right now. So, when all this COVID crap is over and TV tapings resume on NWA Power, you bet your sweet ass that Nick Aldis is still going to be coming out saying he's the real world's heavyweight champion, and there's going to be a lot of people that's going to agree with him because he's holding that particular belt. And it's just beyond me that PWI, a respected publication in the pro wrestling industry, a publication that is considered to be the top magazine, would not recognize that belt. I can kind of see it's kind of a little gray area with other world championships. I recognize that it could be not, blah, blah, blah. But that particular world title that has been around since 1905, and they're going to say, nope, we don't recognize it. Oh, are you idiots? Are you high? Are you, what the hell, man? Why? Why would you not recognize that title belt? Why would you not? What, because the NWA is not a big enough company? Because the NWA is what? You know, they lost their prestige as far as a promotion? Man, whatever. That's just... In case you haven't figured out, I do not agree with any of this. That's just... Again, the four belts they do recognize. Again, IWGP Heavyweight Championship, of course. That is a legit world title. AEW World Championship, legit world title. The WWE Championship, yes, legit world title. Universal Championship, no. I refuse to recognize that piece of shit as a legit world title. And the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship, to me, is, without a doubt, a legitimate world championship. That's my take on it. Agree or disagree with me, doesn't matter. You have your own opinions, I have mine. But I don't get it. Somebody please explain to me why they left that belt off. I don't know. But anyway, that's all I got for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you to everybody who listens. Thank you to all the love and support. Thank you to the DYWTSB crew, Mort Pops Queen. Thank you to the All the Beef crew. Thank you to Synergy Wrestling being a great partner. Thank you to Power Slam TV being a great sponsor. Thank you to everybody who listens to the DYWTSB network. We love you guys. Hit us up on Twitter. Share your thoughts. Let us know what you think about all our episodes. You can find all our episodes on all the major platforms, Spotify, Google Play, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're all on there. Queen has her own show, Queen's Court, on Wednesdays. Check her out. And until next time, people, stay safe, be kind to one another, and support each other in our mutual love of pro wrestling. Love you guys. Bye.